Hello to all. I recently bought this one for my collection, got it very cheap on sale. But the normal price is also good. Link, I found it interesting, compared to the other two similar devices I've been playing with, Tom PD63 Wi-Fi and Tom PD63 LW, because of the graphics screen. Ought, it doesn't have residual current measurement, this version at least, as we'll see later. Anyway, I don't think software-based RCBOs like those two should replace conventional, or this better kind of smart ones, because of safety reasons. Okay, let's start with a print of the description from the advertisement, in case the link gets broken, enclosed as the first attachment. It includes a good gallery of screenshots from the device itself and the Tuya app, so I'll skip my own related photos. Also, here's a link to the manual from the manufacturer's page, also attached, in case the link breaks. Now, the teardown gallery. As we can see, it uses the CB2S Wi-Fi module, datasheet, which employs BK7231N chip, so it is possible to flash OpenBeacon on it. As for the rest of main components, we can see them in the following image. 1. CH573F is the Tuya MCU. 2. BL0942 is the AC metering chip. 3. PN8016 is an unisolated DC-DC switch mode converter to get 9 volt, presumably, as this is the relay's coil voltage. From the rectified AC, measured 10.1 volt. 4. Marked HAHA A is a switched mode regulator to get presumably 3.3 volts, measured 3.23, from the previous 9 volt converter. This one feeds the Tuya MCU, the Wi-Fi module, and the power indicator LED. I couldn't find anything meaningful related to the markings, but from the peripheral components and connections, could be similar to SY21031 or RT6200. 5. Marked 762A is the bistable relay driver, Chinese datasheet. Other main components are the relay and the TFT graphic screen, labeled GMT154-01, similar to this one. Now let's continue with the DPID's identification. Following my tutorial, this is the result of Query Things data model, once formatted and translated. That means a total of 44 DPIDs. Let's put them in a more legible format. Also attached is PDF. After doing this with the original FW, we can now proceed to make a backup of it, attached, and then flash OBK. I tried first without isolating CB2S TX1 and RX1 signals from the main PCB, but got errors. I managed to isolate them without removing the module, just cleaning the solder bridge, and kept soldered VCC and GND. CEN signal was already isolated. I have to say I had some problems trying to flash with BK7231 flasher 1.3.3, freezing at a certain point. So I finally did it with 1.1.6. With so many DPIDs, this is still work in progress. I found some of them don't seem to work. Others, supposedly read-write, behave as read-only, etc. But the autoexec.bat at this moment is the following. As you can see in some of the comments, this one is derived from the Tom PD63LW's autoexec, which works well with @angelofdeath webpage for Tom PD63 Wi-Fi, provisional adapted version. For this reason, and anticipating the possibility of adapting that webpage also for this device, I've tried to keep the same channels for the same sensors. These are screenshots of OBK's main screen and Home Assistant page for this device. Everything seems to work fine, except for strange DPIDs, and I am able to properly command the relay, read network parameters, program values, etc. And this is all for now. As there aren't enough channels to map all 44 DPIDs, I've been using channel 30 to test other DPIDs, but still have to decide which of them will be chosen for the final mapping. As I said before, some of them don't work, and others don't seem to have a real function. I'll keep you informed of the results. https://www.electroda.com/posting.php/mode-edit-post-p211457. I've been making some progress with the device, and I think I'm almost at the point of considering the work finished. Almost, because you can always find something to add, improve, when dealing with these things. So, the changes are 1. Almost Definitive A.